We begin the current daf Masechta Nedarim, daf Nun Gimel. We begin on the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara continues with the next mission, again continuing the theme of this entire parak, which talks about the halacha of that when a person takes a neder, a vow, it's belosh b'nei adam. It means we have to define how is this commonly used to define the term of what he's making a neder about. So that's what the Mishnah continues on this theme. Hanoidim in Atamar, if someone takes a neder forbidding himself from dates, so then mutter b'dvash tamar. He's permitted in the honey from dates, although that's a derivative from dates, but however, he's making it from dates, and that's his intention, not from honey of dates. Similarly, Mrs. Vanios, if he makes a neder from these types of immature, unripe grapes, which stay there longer and they're not picked in the regular time when the grapes are picked, rather they remain there till the winter time, you're permitted in the vinegar, which is generally made from these types of grapes, where again, although it's a derivative, it's a byproduct, but again, when the person is making a neder from an object, many times, as in these cases, he means just the object itself and not the derivative. Now, however, Behud ben Meseira, he says that no, kol sheshem toldosoi kuruy your love, wherever the derivative has the name of its source in it, for example, like the cases that the Tanakam was talking about, like dvash tamarm, it's called date honey. Or chemetz zvanius, it's called these immature grape vinegar. That's what the name is called. So therefore, the derivative has the name of the source still in it. And v'noidir hemenu, and you take a neder forbidding yourself from the source, which is the case of the Tanakama, when you make a neder from tamarim, or you make a neder from zvanius. So then Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, asa b'yetzeh hemenu, you will be forbidden on the derivative, because that's the same thing, it's the same element. As you see, it has the same name, where it's called dvash tamarim, so when you're making yourself forbidden from tamarim, from the dates, it includes the honey of the dates too. However, v'cham matir, v'cham say no, that it will be permitted, and the Gemara is going to ask, and very obviously, it seems like the chacham is the same as the Tanakama, where they both hold that it will be permitted, so why is it saying it as a different opinion? Now, the Ram points out that seemingly the Tanakama's opinion is not like either one of the two opinions we had in the previous Mishnah on Dafn and Bezim Abeis. With there was a machlekes regarding koyim and chalav, regarding whey and milk. And that is, the way the Gemara's conclusion came out is that it's seemingly, according to everybody, if you're in a location where they call whey, which is koyim, as koyim de chalba, that it has its original name on it, that it would be forbidden even according to the Rabbanan. So the question is, then this case of devash tamarim and chemetz zvanias, according to everybody, meaning from the two opinions we had mentioned in the previous daf, should be forbidden over here for that same reason, because it has Shmai Olav, like seemingly like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's logic. So who is the Tanakama going like when he says that no, that even though it's called Dvash Tamarim, which is seemingly the same as Kaim Dechaba, it will be permitted. So on that, the Ram points out that it's not the same exact thing. And the reason being is because by Kaim, yes, the reason why it's going to be Aser when you make a neder from, let's say, milk, which is Chalav, you're going to be inclusive in that Issa is going to be the Koyim of the Chalba, which is the way of the milk, is because besides the fact that it still has Shmai Olav, that has the name of milk inside the whey, is because the whey really didn't change any form. Because originally when it was mixed with the milk, it was in that same form that the whey is after it gets separated from the creamy part of the milk. So therefore, when it gets changed, there's nothing really that changed. So not only is it the same name as milk, because it's called Koyim of the Chalba, but it's actually the same element that it was when it was with the milk. That's why, from the fact that it's also Koyim de Chalba, according to everyone, it will be included in the Neder of Chalav. But here the Rashba says, the actual object changed. The honey is only when it's extracted that it becomes that, or the vinegar is in a different form than it was when it was inside those immature grapes. So therefore, from the fact that although it has the same name, the Tanakama holds, where it's Koyim de Zvonis and Dvash Tamarim, but since it changed form, it's different than Koyim de Chalba, and that's why it's not a contradiction on the Tanakama about whose opinion is he like. If everyone disagrees with that, it's not true. That Koyim de Chalba is a different type of a case where not only does it have the same name, but also has the same form. We hear it changed form. Now, moreover, the Ram points out a different point, and that is by the case of Koyim by Wei, when it's called Koyim de Chalba, why is it called Koyim de Chalba? This is a unique perspective in defining it, although it has Shmai Olav, it's because it still has the characteristics of milk on it, where it's the way of milk, that's why it's called Koyim de Chalba. So that essentially is indicating that it's the same element as milk itself. And therefore, you're going to say that when you make a neder from either Koyim or Chalav, either one's going to include the other because it's the same element. But it's not because it wants to differentiate from a different type of koim, where like there's a koim of the chalba and there's a koim of something else, because nothing else is called koim. There's no other way, like a way of from wheat, there's no other way. Now, however, the Ran says, our case of Divash, Tamar, Mechemetz, and Zvonias, the reason why it has its Shemoy Olav, the Tanakhama holds, is not because it's still the same element as the dates or as the immature grapes. The reason why it's called Tvash Tamarim is only to differentiate from other honeys. There's honeys from other elements, like honey from bees. So to Chaimetz and Zvanias, it's not called Chaimetz and Zvanias, like the same concept of Chaimetz and Chalba, because it still has that same characteristic of milk. No, it's only called Chaimetz and Zvanias to differentiate from other Chaimetz. And since that's the reason, so therefore we could say, according to the Kama, yes, definitely, making yourself forbidden from Sizvanias would not include Chaimetz and Zvanias, because the reason why we call it the same name is not because to tell you that it's the same element. It's just to differentiate what type of chametz you're talking about. Talking about this type of vinegar and not a different type of vinegar. So therefore, again, there's not a contradiction from that previous daf where seemingly everyone was not like a Tanakam. We're saying that it's a different type of cases. But now the Gemara asked, as we alluded to this question, there were three opinions mentioned in the Mishnah. The first and the third seemingly are the same opinion, where regarding when you make a neder from Tamarim, your mutter in the Dvash Tamar, and only Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri said that you will be usher in it. So the Gemara asks, Chacham ayin the Tanakama, the Chachamim, the last opinion mentioned that say it's mutter is the same thing as the Tanakama, who also said that it's mutter. So now the Gemara says, Iki b'nai yuhad the Tanya. No, there is a difference, and it's based on the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Akhlal zel amr b'shem ben Lazar. B'shem ben Lazar said the following general rule. He said, Kol shadarke lechem, where the thing that you're making a nether from is normally eaten. And the derech hayitzim menu lechol, and it's normative to eat also the derivative from that object, kagoin, for example, tamarim v'dvash tamarim, where not only is the thing you're making a nether from, which are the dates, something that's normally eaten, but so too the derivative is something that's also normally eaten, which is the honey of dates. So on that, Rabbi Shem Loza says, nader boy, if you make a nether forbidding yourself from dates, aster b'yitzim menu, you're also forbidden from that which is normally comes out of it, and that's inclusive in your nether, which is the dvash tamarim, the honey of the dates. Something goes in the reverse. If you make a neder from what comes out of it, so aster bay, so then you're going to be forbidden in the thing itself. Again, because they're the same element. Now, he says, kol she'ein darkei lechol. However, if it's not normative to eat the object that you're making a neder from, but v'derech hayoytzi menu lechol, but it's normal to eat that which is a derivative from that you're making forbidden on yourself, then neder bay, then if you make a neder in the object itself, actually, you don't become usher in that thing itself because that's not normally eaten. Rather, you become usher in that which comes out of it from the derivative, because obviously the person's intention to make the nether was not in that thing itself because no one eats that. When you're making a nether from that thing, you obviously meant the derivative, and that's what you actually become forbidden in. That's what the Braisa says. So the Ran explains that this is what the Tanakama and the Chachamim and also Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri and Rabbi Shimon Lazar, this is what they're arguing about. The Tanakama, the first opinion mentioned on Mishnah, argues on Rabbi Shimon Lazar in both points. Because the Tanakama holds whether the thing that you're making yourself forbidden from is normally eaten or whether it's not normally eaten, you're still forbidden in the thing that you made a neder from and not which comes out of it. And that's what the Tanakama said. Hanoidim not tamarim, or from Sizvanias, whether you eat or not, you're forbidden from the thing you made a neder from and not which comes out of it. Now, Rabbi Shimon Lazar, however, held, as we quote in the Braisa, that no, two points that are different. Something that's normally eaten and the thing that comes out of it is normally eaten, let's say the case of the Tanakama, which spoke about Tamarim, he held that no, you're actually forbidden in both, not only in the Tamarim, but even that which comes out of it. Moreover, Rabbi Shimon Lazar held, the second point that they argue about, is something that's not normally eaten, like let's say Sizvanias, but it's normal to eat that which comes out of it, like the chaymitz of the sizvanias, of the vinegar of it, then actually you're forbidden on that which comes out of it and not the thing itself, which is the exact opposite of the Tanakama. Tanakama held by sizvanias, by these late immature grapes, you're only forbidden in the grapes and not which comes out of it. Shem Lazar holds no. You're actually only also from the derivative and not from the thing itself. So that's the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri held like Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar regarding that something that's normally eaten and that which normally that comes out of it is also normally eaten, let's say by Tamarim and Devash Tamarim, that then you're forbidden in both of them. But he argues on the Shimon ben Lazar regarding the second point, regarding something that's not normally eaten, but that which comes out of it is normally eaten, where Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseret does not differentiate, as we see in our Mishnah. He holds regarding both the case of Tamarim and of Sesvanias, where Sesvanias is not normally eaten, but that which comes out of it is, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseret says you can be Asa from both of them. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, actually there would be a difference, and you would only be Asa from Yitzim and from the Chemitz Sesvanias, and not from the Sesvanias itself. Moving on to the third opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan Basroi, meaning the Chachamim, the last opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, that is exactly the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And that is because what's coming out according to the Maskanas HaGemara, the way the Ran's interpreting, when it says in the Mishnah of Chacham Matirim, they say it's permitted, the Ran explains that Matirim is going on specifically on the case of Sesvanias, which is something that's not normally eaten, where the Chacham are saying, what does it mean Matirim? Not like the way we had it normally assumed in the Havamina that Matirim was going like the same thing as the Tanakama on what's Yetzimena, but rather it's going on the thing itself. When you make a neder from these late grapes, Chacham Matirim say that the late grapes themselves are actually going to be permitted. And actually, because the only thing that's going to be forbidden is actually the vinegar, the chaymetz that comes out of it. Exactly like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Now, the Ran actually proves this point from the wording itself of the Mishnah. Because from the fact that it says in the Mishnah, the Chacham Matirim, so he says that it sounds like that Matirim that they're saying is permitted, they're arguing on both opinions mentioned in the Mishnah, meaning both in regards to what the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the thing itself is going to be Asir, that their Matirim, that they're arguing on both opinions, that that's going to be permitted. So therefore the Ran says it's obvious that that must be going on the case of on this case of Sesvanias, where there's a reason to say that it's going to be permitted, and the reason being is because that's like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that why would Sesvanias, according to the Chacham and Matirim, be mutter? Because it's not normally eaten. So you could say that, as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, which we're saying that's really the last opinion in the Mishnah, that you only had intention with that which comes out of it. Because the Ran says, had the Shvach Chacham Matirim been going on the first case of Tamarim, of dates, where there they hold that it's going to be Asir, there it wouldn't make sense to say that the Rabbana Basroi, these Racham Matim, would say that the dates themselves are going to be mutter, because there's no reason to say that the dates would be mutter, because there no one, even Rabbi Shimon Lazar, doesn't hold that the dates themselves are going to be mutter, because why should they be mutter? They're darker lechel. So therefore, it must be, when it says Racham Matim, it's going actually on what both the Tanakam and Rehudim Maseri held was Asir, and they're arguing to say, no, it's mutter. What is something that both of them agree that is going to be Asir? That's the case of Sesvanias, where both of them agree that the Sesvanias themselves are going to be Asir. And they just argue regarding if what's Yitzman is also Asir or not. And that the Chacham say that no, the Sesvanias are going to be Mutter, because only thing that's Asir is the what's Yitzman, which that's the only thing that's Darker Lechel, which is the Chaymetz of the Sesvanias, which is exactly like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Nothing more moves on to the next Mishnah, again continuing on this thread, this theme of this parak, Hanoidim in Hayayin. Someone takes a neder forbidding himself from wine. Samut b'yayin tapuchim, so he's permitted in apple wine, and the reason being, as the Mishnah will conclude, since it has an accompanying name, so it's now called wine. When you say wine, you mean specifically something that everyone calls wine, because if you meant apple wine, you would say apple wine. It's not called wine, it's called apple wine. So too min hashemen, if you make yourself forbidden from oil, mutu b'shemen shem shemen, you're permitted from sesame oil, because when you mean oil, you mean olive oil. If you meant sesame oil, you would say sesame oil. Min ha-dvash, if you make yourself forbidden from honey, mutu b'dvash tomorrow, you're permitted in date honey. Because normally when someone says honey, he means bee honey. If you meant date honey, you would say date honey. So to min ha-chemetz, if you make yourself forbidden from vinegar, mutu b'chemetz izvanias, you would be permitted in this late grape type of vinegar, which that's not the normal type of vinegar, and therefore that's not included. So to min ha-creation, if you make yourself forbidden from leek, mutu b'kaflutes, you're permitted from in kaflutes, and the reason is because that's not included in the general term of leek. Min ha-yerik, if you make yourself forbidden from herbs, vegetables, from greens, so mutu b'yirokas ha-sadeh, you're permitted to partake from the greens of the fields, and the reason being is because when you say yerik, you normally mean the yerik from a gina, from a garden, and you don't mean that which grows in the wild. And again, as the Mishnah concludes, the reason for all these halachas is shehu shem levai, because there's an accompanying appellation, a term that goes together with these other terms, and therefore when you say the generic, general term, it doesn't mean those things, and therefore they're not included in the neder. Now the Gemara qualifies this halacha and says, Tanya, look in the Braisa, Hanoidim and Hashem and Be'eretz Yisrael. Again, as we said, these halachas are all because of Lashem and the Adam, depending where you live and in the times of what the words mean, that's what the neder is going to have the effect on. So therefore the Braisa says, if someone takes a neder from oil, Be'eretz Yisrael, so then, mutu b'shem et shumshim, and as our Mishnah said, then you're going to be permitted in sesame oil, and the reason being is because in Eretz Yisrael, generally the oil that they use is shem and zayis, is olive oil. And therefore, you're not included in the neder on shem et shumshim. But v'asa b'shem et zayis, you'll be forbidden in olive oil. Whereas in bavel, asa b'shem et shumshim, mutu b'shem et zayis. In bavel, where they use sesame oil, when someone says oil, he means sesame oil, and therefore actually he'll be permitted in olive oil. Now, the Braisa says, Mokam Shem Estapkin Mezeh Mezeh, if you live in a place where people, when they mean oil, they use oil of sesame and of olive oil, then Asa Bezeh Bezeh, then you're forbidden in both of them. So which the Gemara asks, Peshitta, that's pretty obvious. And the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha, no, you needed to actually Deruba Minchad Mestapkin. You live in a place where the majority is one of these two oils. Ma'adu Tema Ezel Basar Ruba, you would have thought to say, so you go after the majority. Reib is always defines the essence. So therefore, when someone says oil, he means that type of oil. That's the chiddush of the braisa, that's safik yisur l'churma. When you have a doubt regarding a biblical prohibition, you go stringently, and therefore since there are some that utilize that type, the other type of oil, so it's doubtful maybe that that's what this person had in mind when he made himself forbidden from this oil, because there are people that use that other oil, and therefore out of doubt, you go stringently, and that's the chiddush that we're going to say that since they use both, you'll be forbidden in both types of oil in those locations. Now the Braisa continues and says, Hanoidim and Hayerik, if someone makes himself forbidden from these greens, so Bishar Shnei Shavua in the other 6 out of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, meaning in the non-Shemitah year. So then as we said in the Mishnah, Asa b'yirakas aginu, umuta b'yirakas asada, so you're forbidden in the greens of the garden, because generally when you say Yerik, it means from that garden variety, and you're going to be permitted in the those who grow out in the fields, because again, that has a Shem Levi. It's not called Yerik. When you mean Yerik, you mean Yerikino. When if you meant Yerik Hasada, you would say Yerik Hasada. Now, however, actually, Ubishvias, if a person made a nether in the Shemitah year, where there you can't say that its intention was for Yerikino, and the reason being is because you don't plant and you don't have any growth in the Shemitah year in the garden, because you can't plant in the Shemitah year. So definitely, Asa B'Yerokas Hasada, actually, it's the other way around. Now he's going to be forbidden in the greens that grow out in the wild, in the fields, because there they grow by themselves, and that's for sure what his intention was. Umut b'yirakas again, and actually he'll be permitted in the garden variety, because that's obviously not what his intention was during the Shemitah year. Now, on that, Omer Rebbe Vo, Mishum Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel, as we continue our time in Beis, he says, Lo yishanu, we didn't learn this halacha and this heter, that in the Shemitah year you're going to be permitted in the garden variety. That's el b'makom she'im mevin yerek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. That's only if you're in such a place where they don't bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and the reason being is that since they don't bring the greens, the garden variety from out of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, so definitely again your neder was only from those that you normally use during a Shemitah year, which are only the wild variety which grow by themselves, and therefore you're going to be permitted in the garden variety because you can't access that type during the Shemitah year. So that's definitely not what your neder and your kavan of your neder was, and therefore it's going to be permitted. But he says definitely, if it's talking about a place where they bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael the normal type of yerek, the garden variety to Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, which you can't get in Eretz Yisrael, then definitely it's going to be aser, as Duran says, it's going to be aser in both of them, because you definitely meant the wild variety, because that's the general one that grows now in Eretz Yisrael. But you also had in mind the garden variety, because you use both of them now in the Shemitah year, because they import from outside of Eretz Yisrael, which you don't have that those prohibitions of the Shemitah. Now the Gemara says, actually, Kitanoi, that this that we said, that depends what type of place you live on, is actually Macholikas Tanoi, meaning as we learned in the Braisa, Tanakama says, Ein Mevin Yerek Min Chutz Laretz Laretz. You're not allowed to bring your rockers from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Reb Chanan ben Gamliel, I mean, he says, Mevin Yerek Min Chutz Laretz Laretz. You could bring Yerakas, greens, from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, where therefore that conclusion is that according to the opinion that holds that you don't bring Yerakas, so according to him, it's going to be permitted, the neder, to partake from the garden variety, and forbidden in the wild variety, because since you don't bring from outside Eretz Yisrael, so therefore that was not the intent of your neder. But according to the pin, that says that you do bring, so then when you make the neder from Yerek in the Shemitah year, you'll be forbidden also from the garden variety. Now the Gemara wonders, my time at the Mount Dama Ein Mavin, what's the reason of the pin that says that you're not allowed to bring greens from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael? So Amar Birmi says, Mishum Kush. The reason is because we're concerned that there might be some clods of earth that's still attached to the vegetables, to the herbs that you bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael. The problem with that is, as the Gemara says in the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, after Zavav HaMabez, that the earth of Chutz La'aretz transmits tumma. That's because we don't know where they bury people, and therefore they made a tumma on the Eretz Amim. That's problematic. We're bringing the element of tumma to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that opinion holds you're not allowed to bring Yerukas from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And again, that would be the contingent regarding if, when the person makes a nedda on Yerek in the Shemitah year, if that means to include also Yerek Agina or not, depending if they bring in Yerukas from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael or not. Now the Gemara moves on to the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme. Min HaKruv, someone takes a neder forbidding himself from cabbage. So asa be asparagus, so he's forbidden from asparagus, which is the Talmudic term of asparagus, which is a certain type of a cabbage. Min asparagus, from asparagus, mut bekruv. Then he's permitted in cabbage, and the reason being is because although that's a type of cabbage, but the other cabbages are not called asparagus. So although when you make yourself forbidden from kruv, included in that is asparagus, but asparagus is not inclusive of all other types of cabbages, so you'll be permitted in other types of cabbages. Min ha-grisin, when you take a neder from grits, which is taking wheat and grinding them up, so asa b'mikpa, so then you're forbidden in this type of like a porridge, like mikpa is some type of a thick dish made out of grits, you think like an oatmeal, like a porridge, and you're forbidden because the reason why is, although mikpah is its own thing, but it's called mikpah de grisin. It's called the porridge of grits, so therefore it still has shmoy olav, and it's still the same type of entity. That's why when you make a neder from grits, you'll be forbidden from this porridge too, which is mikpah de grisin. But Rabbi Yisi Mater, however, Rabbi Yisi says, is going to be permitted. Now, the Ram points out that this is really Rabbi Yisi, which we found in previous Mishnahs, because not like they're arguing, it's just because in his place where he lived, they called mikpah mikpah and grisin grisin, so it wasn't called mikpah de grisin, so it had its own term, own name. So when you make yourself forbidden from grisin, it does not include this mikpah, this porridge that you make out of the grits itself. Now, mina mikpah, when you take a neder from this cooked thick dish of grits, you're mutter be grisin, you're permitted in grisin, because again, although this porridge is inclusive in the neder of grits, but when you make on the porridge, that's just on that type. It doesn't include all the grits. So you'll be permitted in the grits. Min ha-mikpeh, when you make a neder from this porridge, this thick dish, then aser b'shum, you're actually forbidden in garlic. Now the reason for this is because mikpeh, as we said, includes anything that's a paste, like a thick type of a thing. Now garlic is also called mikpeh because what people do with garlic is they mix it with a little bit of water and they make it in some type of a paste, and that's how it's eaten, and therefore inclusive of this mikpeh includes garlic. However, Rishi Mati says that it's permitted because he considers them as different things. One's a porridge, one's garlic. But min hashum mutar min mikpeh, if you make yourself forbidden from garlic, then you're going to be permitted in mikpeh, because although mikpeh will include garlic, but garlic, although yes, it's made into a paste, but it's not when you make yourself forbidden from garlic, it's a certain type of a vegetable. You're not making yourself forbidden from all types of pastes. Minadashim, when you make yourself forbidden from lentils, asabashishim, you're forbidden in this. It's lentils, but it's just cooked with and pasted with honey. So lentils will include that ashishim too. But Rabbi Yisi Mata, as we quoted in the previous Mishnah, he considers them as separate because it's not called ashishim. It doesn't have the same type of a term as adashim. Min hashishim, but you make yourself forbidden from hashishim, you're mutar b'adashim again because it's only part of the larger category of lentils, so you'll be forbidden in hashishim, but you won't be forbidden in all the adashim. Now the Mishnah continues, if someone says, chita chitin shani toim, he used the singular term and the plural term to say that wheat, wheat, I'm not going to taste. So asa behen bein kemach bein hapas, then he's going to be forbidden in both flour and in bread. As the Gemara will explain, where do we see that from the term of chita chitin? So to gris, gris in shani time. If someone says grit, grits that I'm not going to taste, asa behen bein chayin bein b'shol, and he's forbidden whether they're raw or cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ka'inim gris achita shanitem. He says, if I take a neder from, and use the singular term of gris or of wheat that I'm going to taste, some mutru lachis chaim. He says, then you're allowed to chew them raw. And the reason being is because when someone chews these things, let's say grits or flour, he doesn't chew them just one at a time. And therefore, when you're saying this singular term, you don't mean to include them because they're usually eaten many at a time. But bread, since it's one object, it's solidified into one consistency. So therefore, that's called in the singular of chita because it's one object. So when you say this term of chita or of gris, you mean only those things which are one object, which would be the bread. But regarding the raw state of wheat or of grits, those are eaten, those are only chewed many at a time, and therefore it's not inclusive of all those things, and therefore you could chew those things in their raw state. The Gemara says, Tanya learn the Braisa. B'shim b'gamli lo'imer, he says, and this is an explanation of what we just said we'll explain in the Gemara, chita shanitayim. If someone says, there's a neder for me to taste chita, and he says the wheat in the singular, sa'asa lefis, umutru lachis. So it's forbidden for him to bake bread, because that's wheat in the singular, because it's one object, that's what a loaf of bread is, but he's allowed to chew it, as we said, because in that raw state, they don't have one at a time. So that wouldn't be included in chitim, that would be chitim. However, chitim shanitayim, but if he says that I'm forbidden to taste in the plural wheat, so then it's the other way around, asa lachas umutulefas, then it's forbidden for him to chew them in the raw state, these wheat, but permitted to bake it and to eat it in its baked state. And the reason being is because chitim sounds like the raw state, because when a person chews wheat, he chews in the raw state, he chews many at one time. So therefore, they would be chitim and not chita. Now, but chita chani time. But if he says wheat in the singular and the plural that I'm forbidden to taste, then asa bein lachas bein lefas, then forbidden to both chew and to eat in its baked state. So to gris chani time. If someone says that I'm taking a neder, I'm not going to taste gris in the singular, asa lavashal mutar lachas, again, you're forbidden to cook it, but you're permitted to chew it because when it's cooked, it becomes one consistency. So then it's going to be the singular, that's forbidden. But in the raw state, you have many at a time, so that's not included in the singular. But gris and shanitayim, the person says in the plural, I'm not going to taste grits, then asa lachas amut levashal, then you're forbidden to chew in its raw state, because that's what you usually do at many at a time. But then you'd be able to cook it, where then it would be one consistency, that would not be grisin, that would be gris. But gris and shanitayim, if he says grits, that I'm not going to taste, which is both the singular and the plural, then also ben lavash, ben lachas, and you're forbidden both to cook and to chew it in its raw state, as we said in the previous stuff in the Ran, that it's not that you're retracting to say that, oh, you meant one then the other. No, you mean to include both different types of states, and therefore you're forbidden in both. Hanulach hanoidim and mavushal, which I will turn to the sixth parak, Masechet Nedarim, parak hanoidim min hamavushal.